Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is. A lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. We've got Brett Vesley. We got Big Dick Toledo. We're off and running, ready to go on this Wednesday. And it's getting heated out there, everybody. This election stuff is starting to kick in. I witnessed a little argument in Tempe yesterday about it was at a gas station there across the street from the Improv, and I was getting gas. Dude was standing. I guess there's a tattoo shop right behind it.
Yeah.
Club Tattoo's like right there. There's a little wall. And some guy had a hat. And I think it was a MAGA hat. I'm not sure. It was a red hat. Dude on the other side of the fence goes, "Your boy's going down." And the guy in the MAGA hat said, "You're not talking to me." And I'm like, "Oh, God, come on, gas. Faster, faster, faster." And they started to bicker back and forth about it. I don't know if they were friends or what. It didn't seem good. And then on that very same, like, I'm done pumping gas, hop back on the road, on the freeway, I hear all this honk. You know when you honk and immediately you're angry? Like, I wasn't doing anything wrong. Who's honking at me? Well, they weren't honking at me. The dude in my quarter pant, like, just barely behind me, is in a red truck, and he goes blazing behind me, and he has a huge flag on the back of his truck that says Trump 2020, but underneath it said, and this is pretty great, "Your feelings." And I'm hearing bang bang, and I don't know if they were happy honks or like "I'm with you" honks, but you know what, the "Your feelings" campaign slogan might be the best one I've ever heard in my life. I think that's pretty awesome, because I agree with that completely. I think you should your feelings. I don't need your feelings. I got my own feelings, and if you said, "Hey, you know what, your feelings are yours and your feelings," I'd be fine with that because they're mine. But it was pretty great, and it's getting weird. And we got less than 2 weeks.
My neighbor, every morning, walks his dog. He's a dog trainer, I think, because he's got a little bit different dog every morning. But every morning, up until this week, he's been, "Hey, good morning. Hope you do well."
Oh.
Ever since Lisa stuck that Biden-Harris sign in my yard.
You're out. You're done.
I go, "Good morning." Not a word.
Zero.
He just zips right by.
Trainer.
I swear to God. I do it on purpose.
Awesome. That's awesome.
He just looks at me and keeps walking.
You wouldn't scream "my wife" because a Trump supporter would be like, "Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, pussy. Well done then." You start screaming, "My wife did it. I want to be friends."
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah, I know.
How many signs in your front yard? Four, you said? Three or four?
I think four.
Oh, man. And you didn't have a say in that at all.
No, I told her, "Go ahead."
I don't care. Could you, just for fun, put a Trump sign in there and say, "We're a split house"?
Oh, yeah.
What would she do? She'd kick it down.
Well, I'd just tell her. I'd say, "Well, I got to get the neighbor to say hi to me again."
Yeah, I want the neighbors to like us. Just put the word "or" and then put a Trump one right next to it, because I think I'm only into antagonizing people who are, you know, walking their dogs.
And the Trumpers are outnumbered in our neighborhood by, like, I don't know, like
you have
eight to five.
You're Biden-heavy neighborhood.
A little bit.
No kidding.
At least on our street.
Mine's 50-50, I'd say. But it seems like it is 50-50 just on the people who are willing to put stuff in their yards.
Yeah.
It's the Halloween decorations. Plus, that's the thing that, you know, you're asking for it. With Halloween, like 3 days earlier, like people will go and egg your house and stuff. Like, kids are stupid, so they'll see it and they know their parents are voting for whatever. So if you get some Trump kids out there and they see that your house is all, they're going to throw pumpkins at you. All hell's about to break loose.
And F your feelings. I'll tell my neighbor that tomorrow morning.
F your feelings. Hey, I said hello to you. Biden's born. Oh, you know what? Your feelings, you puss. Yeah, so we're there. We're at it. And then there was a polling thing. I don't know where it was. Some cop that was watching the polls.
I saw that.
Had a mask that said Trump 2020 on it. And they want him suspended. And there is that voter suppression, intimidation type thing where you're not allowed to go waving flags or wear stuff like that. But the cop, you know, the armed guy at the thing has a Trump 2020. But to me, you'd have to be a pretty weak person to feel like, oh, that cop over there has got a Trump mask on.
What happens if he sees I vote?
I think I should vote that way. Like, if you're that... If you're dumb, but if you're that easily swayed or manipulated and you're standing in line to vote, you haven't made up your mind anyway, really. If somebody's going to intimidate you like that. Now, if he's got his gun out and he's like, you're voting for Trump, then that's intimidation. But just wearing the mask, and I know we have laws that you can't do it.
All
he
has to do is put a knitted Biden hat on. Trump mask, Biden equal.
Yeah, it's like a guy selling pennants at a football game. You got both teams on there. But yeah, so you're not allowed to have advertisements and stuff for the parties. But the cop's the Trump guy. Wears his mask, and they're like, he needs to get, you know, fired and suspended and blah, 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 blah.
No, but just have him not wear a mask.
Don't wear your mask. But he's got to wear a mask because then he'll be on TMZ for something else.
Right. That's
so
what
just
I'm saying.
Give
just
him a surgical mask. Just say you can't wear that.
It's crazy. You see tons of Trump signs, tons of Biden signs. I know. I feel like
I don't point to. He's just Italian. I feel like this guy over here.
But you never see like Biden flags hanging off trucks. Like yesterday, Brady and I, we went to MMP after the show, and this guy's house literally had one half the roof of Trump 2020 on his roof, full display, half the roof. It's huge.
What are you gonna do with all that stuff
if he loses
when it's over?
Or when it's over.
I always look at people with like Feel the Burn 2016 on the back of their cars, and they can't get the sticker off. Or they've
been on there for a couple of years after.
You see the, what was that, John Kerry and his partner who was doing all sorts of weird stuff.
Edwards.
Edwards. Kerry Edwards. I saw a sticker like that. I love the, because there was one guy who had, it was a newer truck, but it had a Reagan Bush 84. Bumper sticker on the back of us. I'm like, that's a good one. Go, but let's get nostalgic. But what do you do with these massive flags? If the dude, like even your Biden flags, if he loses, that is what a disastrous waste of money that was.
You're right. I'm going to bring back Mondale Ferraro.
It better say, that was a good
one. That's old school.
The other thing is
tell
just
what,
really...
10 electoral votes for Mondale Ferraro in 84. Dennis Miller's great joke is I didn't spend a penny on that election. I only lost by 10 to that guy. You almost beat him. Yeah, it's pathetic.
Or go super old and have a bumper sticker on your car that's like Lincoln MacArthur, that ran together
or
whatever.
I like Ike's good. Yeah. Think about that, though. In 84, Reagan, Mondale, Ronald Reagan won every state but two. We've never... I don't think in my lifetime we will never see
that kind of that alliance.
I guess it's unity.
They were saying that
unity,
at that time, too.
It's unreal. I remember that map was completely Reagan. And if I remember right, it used to be blue for Republican and red for the other ones because Mondale's were two red ones. I don't know when that changed. But the states that he won, I think he won, was he Minnesota or Wisconsin, wherever he was from, and then like a small, like Wyoming or something. I don't think he won Wyoming, but yeah, it was like 10 electoral votes. We'll never see that again. We'll never see an entire country of just one guy. It's not going to happen. No. Now we have guys with flags on the back of their truck that say, your feelings. I mean, that's – I went right from that. I don't know what is built into all of us. And whatever it used to be before cars, like the thing that brings us from toe to eyelashes angry the second we get honked at and we're not doing anything wrong. Like I was furious and I'm like, I gotta stop this. This is like insanity. Driving along, I was listening to Yacht Rock on the satellite.
Boston.
But no, I wish it was Boston. It was Bertie Higgins. Key Largo. It's a great song. I think that's Bertie Higgins. Anyway, floating along there. Key Largo. Mark, Mark. Like, what the? Who the? It's a nerve. The honk, I'm doing nothing wrong. I'm singing Key Largo. And then I'm like, oh, it's not me. And I was fine like that. And then I see the Trump flag and I'm like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, you're an insane person. You just ran all the emotions, all of them. It was less than 6 seconds. I was furious. I was ready to kill someone. And then I was giggling.
Walmart maniacal. Parking lot again.
Oh, well, that was a real fight. That old lady got, she got what she had coming to her. In
that was
fury.
Beyond interrupting the Yacht Rock.
But yeah, I slowly built to beating up that old couple. this was just immediate anger followed by giggles because that flag is awesome. And if you're out there and you're a listener right now, God dang it, I got to give it to you. I don't know where you found the your feelings flag and then to have the courage to put the post
at
in the
back
merch of
your store.
It's awesome. I got a picture of it. I actually stopped and like we were on the freeway and I photographed it because I'm like, I got to get a shot of that. Uh-oh. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Yeah. Look at this. This great blazing by me. And it's waving. It's got out. We can put that on the. It's just great. And it's a red truck. I got to give the guy credit. But I just. I went from angry to giggling to I got to get a photo of that at 65 miles an hour. And
I found it.
Amazon $9.99.
They're $10? Yep. That thing's huge.
Yeah. That's got to be a small one.
Is that double sided?
It's 3x5. Oh, hang on.
Foot?
I'll find a bigger one.
3x5.
That's probably it.
That's a 3x5. Well, that might be a little bigger than 5.
That's the length of the bed almost. So that's almost 8 foot.
Yeah, that might be a little bigger than 3x5, but not much. But F Your Feelings is just fantastic. So congratulations to everybody out there. And you're feeling like, you know, voter intimidated and stuff like that. If you're, I struggle with going to the polls and seeing the last advertisement sways you and then you go out and scroll. Well, I was intimidated and I was, then you weren't ready to vote. You were... Everybody should. I don't know.
At least the news is putting out stories about people that are voting now that they drove 330 miles each way. This guy drove his mother to Detroit from someplace in Illinois, and they went did it in one day, 660 miles.
But why?
Because that's where her polling station was. She had went over there at one time when the pandemic came down and stayed with him for 6 months.
So she doesn't live there anymore.
Doesn't live in Illinois. She is a resident of.
Oh, so she never. So she never took the time to actually change her residency. That's not a story to me. That's laziness. That's somebody who
starts to put it out there to show the dedication.
She's dedicated. Yeah. There's another Trump flag that's pretty good.
That's what my one neighbor has in their front yard,
hanging from
the streets over.
Yeah.
I say neighbor.
No
in my neighborhood.
More both. That's actually what the Trump cop mask said.
Really?
He had that one. He had the Trump 2020 no more BS. And people complained immediately, like they were angry that he's going to sway voters. And I'm like, I again, if your guy isn't
flying proud,
if your guy's not good enough to if that's all it takes, if a sign is all it takes, then you did no research on voting anyway. Well, I did want to vote for Biden, and then I saw this flag that said feelings, and I thought, that's a good flag there. And then I took a couple more steps and said Biden. That said, but your feelings matter. And I'm like, well, then I'm going to vote for Biden again. And I saw another cop was wearing. He said, no more bullshit. And I thought, well, that's a good one. You're not ready to vote. You didn't check into any of it. If the flags and the masks and any, it's just you're not ready. So it's, oh boy, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get weird. Chucking pumpkins at each other 3 days before. There's going to be so much vandalism of people's front yards. And their signs and their flags and all the
big
stuff.
Big money, big fines.
And you got that guy in the neighborhood with you can no, not the political signs on the road. The ones you've decided to throw in your front yard, they're going to get destroyed on Halloween. And your Nancy Pelosi neighbor better have cameras up. The Ring, that's the good.
That
thing.
Is a hilarious display.
It is though. Really great. The Ring doorbell app is going to give us some great material November 1st because they are going to catch so many people screwing around with the political stuff. They have to. And speaking of, are you playing along with Halloween? I saw.
I put up. I have.
No, I've you're doing a thing. Are you? Because I saw you yesterday. You were going to buy that chest of drawers of Reese's cups online for $23. Brady got.
Still haven't.
6x9 case of.
You can buy direct Reese's from Hershey's this year.
Really?
It's a cabinet of Reese's cups, and I want to play along, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to overbuy. I don't want to underbuy. I don't know who's going to play. I don't know who's going to show up.
Right.
You know?
And even if it's on.
Right.
It's got to be lower as far as people coming to the door, the population.
I don't think.
In the neighborhood.
Because normally the cops in my neighborhood have a big party in their parking lot because the police station's right down the road, a big one. And so they have a big thing at the end of the road, and then the kids go there. And they load up on candy, and then you get the the few that still go out. But this year, I think that's canceled. So I have to think there are going to be more of them.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, it was like off, but you don't get that vibe in the neighborhood.
Right. Are you guys still having your down in the holler barbecue?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
OK. Because you go down in that holler and have chili.
I think they'll make the call. Oh, yeah. I don't think that's going on. At least we haven't gotten a flyer yet. And usually, actually, it would be next week if the flyer would come out and saying it's happening.
The holler chili party.
Yep.
The Brady Judge is like 68 chilies on the day before on their fall harvest.
The Wednesday, usually, or the couple days before.
On the fall harvest in Gilbert. Brady takes a bite of everyone's chili and then throws up and declares a winner and then eats some pies, if I'm not mistaken. That's how that is.
Got the all skate going on with the chili there?
Yeah. It is.
Oh,
did you at any point take a bite of any of the chilies and just go,
This is, you know what you can do is your feelings.
I did not.
Trump 2020.
But there were definitely some mild chilies.
Let me ask you this. Great chili. Hold on. Take another bite of the next chili. Ooh, that's good, too. These are pretty even. Clearly one and two. And you look at the people who made the chili, and one's got a Biden shirt on, and one's got a Trump shirt on. Whose chili do you choose?
Move on to a third
there
option.
There isn't. You've had them all.
Okay.
These are the two, top two. There's a Trump and a Biden supporter.
Well, my call at that particular time would, we have a tie for first place.
There are no ties.
Screams out the crowd. Glasses again.
Screams out the crowd. No ties, you pussy. Yeah.
Describe the outfit, the Biden.
It's all blue. It's an Uncle Sam hat with streamers off the top. Biden Harris 2020 on the front. She's underneath the t-shirt. She's wearing spandex.
Okay.
Red, white, and blue, and she's waving sparklers, and also says, love that abortion, written across the bottom of her shirt.
Okay, then the Trump.
Trump guy just has a shirt that says, you, for even thinking about anything else. Trump 2020, America is great down one arm, America will be great down the other arm, and then a hat that says, your mom.
Winner!
All right, he's picking Trump. I knew it. I took all that, and you're going to take the Trump guy.
F your feelings.
F your feelings, Biden. Baby killer.
Did you hear any of the governor?
I would love for Brady to do that when you did that in the thing at the end.
I had to vote. It was a tie. It was close between the baby killer and my friend here who's supporting Trump. What did you call me? Baby killer. Biden fan.
Deucey's a superstar. He was on TMZ.
No, he's beloved by
the Trump. Did you hear the audio on it?
With the Joe
thing? They're saying he was mocking.
Yeah, we said a little yesterday. Because he just started the thing. He goes, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And they're saying he's making fun of his stutter. Like, is he? I've seen Deucey talk. He stutters, too.
They have audio of starting his a lot of different sentences. Like, he has one who's like, if.
Yeah. Yeah, look.
If that happens, we will close the schools.
If he is. He did it so stealth it doesn't really matter. And then the fact that someone would have had to told him, when you do your speech, make fun of Biden's stutter. Okay. He's not going to do that.
But if you're going to do that, you wouldn't just do the first.
No. You do. Joe Biden.
Yeah, you go into a second or third word.
Yeah, you're not making fun of his stutter.
Be Mel Tillis by the time it's over with.
Vote Trump.
But I was in that category of, I didn't know Biden had a speech impediment.
You didn't? We talked about it. Remember, he sought that kid out?
I thought it was just something just missing.
He used to have a stutter.
Like a skip.
Oh,
you know?
He's skipping. His record's skipping for sure. But he had that little boy during the Democratic National Convention that he sought out. And people into it. Like, I've talked to people who are like, did you see he found that little boy who stuttered? And they bonded over it. I'm like, he didn't find anybody. His people found a kid who stuttered. And like... made an arrangement so Joe could meet him, and if it was really truly meaningful, it wouldn't have been with a camera crew.
But
he just said, I met this young man and blah blah, but they filmed it, and oh, what a great moment, and he drug him around saying he stuttered, and I told him, and Joe told me you can do anything. All right, well, that's right, because I'm sure most kids love that Joe Biden, 80-year-old guys who used to stutter, quite an inspiration. That was such a setup. It was disturbing.
Afterwards, he whispered in the kid's ear, you're a bad mother.
You're a bad mother. Never mind.
How dare you?
Yeah, I don't think... If Deucey did it, I got to give him ball credit, because that's a set of brass ones. But if he did it in that weekly, it was kind of weak. If you're going to go after the stutter, go after the stutter. Biden. Make fun of him if you're going to make fun of him. Don't passively do it and then have TMZ try to make something out of it. Yeah, we're doomed. It's all coming down to this thing. What are we, 13 days? 12 days? It's 2 weeks from yesterday, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's 13 days. Oh, it's all for fun.
And round two's on Thursday, right?
Or yeah, is that next tomorrow Thursday? Night.
Tomorrow, okay.
Technically, round two should be
debates.
Round three. The debates of muting. Who will get muted more? I have a feeling I know. But yeah, it's going to be.
What if the sound guy ups and raises up the volume and down when Biden?
Man.
So it sounds like he's stuttering. I don't.
Come on, man.
I told you.
I don't know that I can take any more commercials, though. Trying to watch the World Series or the Bachelorette last night, and every single. And Megan said it while we're watching. She goes,
I'm sick of all of them. I hate them all now. The commercials have done the opposite.
I'm like, I couldn't agree more. Every commercial, every one I see, I'm like, I don't like either person. I don't like Martha McSally at all. I don't like Kelly at all. I don't like any of them. I hate everybody's commercials. I'm just like, man, you guys have saturated my life with you, and I don't want to see you ever again.
The background information on either one is like, wow.
Yeah, oh, they're all horrible people.
They've done all these crooked stuff.
Mark Kelly evidently can't drive past two hot girls without hugging them. I love, though. That's
that
the best.
Great. Like,
Mark Kelly is a sexist, and every picture is him at some convention hugging some hottie. I don't like how he treats women. And then he drags his wife out and goes, oh, you don't like how I treat women? Okay, watch this. Like, oh, boy, we don't want to. All right, don't bring up the women thing anymore. It's disgusting.
And I'm a way better pilot than Mark Kelly.
Yeah, I've killed so many more towel heads than Mark Kelly ever has from space. I'm Martha McSally, and I kill Afghanis and Iraqis. Well, I can see them from space. I've shot them from space. I've shot them in the first war. I was killing a bunch of Middle Easterners way before Martha McSally was even a pilot. Yeah, that's it. Just show me how many kills you've got, because you two are running on the crazy stuff. I don't like either of them. I don't at all. Even the smaller election stuff, some of those people, the Meg lady pops up. I'm done with her. I can't wait for this to be over. I just cannot.
What happened to a cinema?
Yeah, they took her out of the Star Wash. Yeah, she's for Mark Kelly now. And yeah, for a little while, you're like, all right, bisexual.
Solid.
Kirsten Sinema's kind of.
She wasn't looking good in that last Mark Kelly commercial.
No, they didn't. Well, we called it the Star Wash a few years. They put her through the Star Wash, and all of a sudden, she's like, man, she looks great. She's in her
red dress.
Yeah, she looks
high
sharp.
Boots.
And now it's like, nah, Washington's done a number on her.
How did
and
Mark
yeah, that's how I judge things. I don't care what she does. I'm looking at her and I'm like, is she hot or not?
How did Mark Kelly pull so much tail? Just for being an astronaut or
I don't
what?
Know. I mean, well, that's
well,
not
that's for given. That's a given.
You know, he's been through a lot, Brett. I'm not going to say he pulls a ton of tail.
Well, you see all the pictures with him with all the chicks.
See?
That's what I'm saying.
The ads work.
It is working.
Yeah, you're right. How does a guy that looks like Gollum pull that much ass? But it's working.
You go out in that NASA suit.
Yeah, no, I think the true. NASA suit kind of eliminates
pilot thing.
Yeah, how ugly he actually is, and it makes it so. The NASA thing attracts hot girls at conventions and tiny pilot outfits. They can't get enough Mark Kelly. You've been to space? Evidently, that's all it takes. Because you can look like you can flap your ears and fly, and still, girls will like you. I don't think he's pulled a lot of tail. You need to look into his history.
I loved you in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, he looks like that thing from Harry
Dobby?
Potter. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look just like that. I just like that McSally put the jumpsuit on and tried to hop back into the fighter for the commercial. Like she's going to go out and kill again. Yeah, I haven't flown one of these for a while.
All I wanted to see her just, they should have a one where she's on the side and the helicopter doors open and she's like, get some, get some, get some.
Get some, Muzzy Scum. I took out a mosque once. You should vote for me. Like, Jesus, these two are running on anything but what's real. So
you like what you see in here?
You know what? Your feelings. That's the truest I've ever felt about politics ever in my life. I know Biden people don't want to hear it from a Trump flag, but boy, that one resonated with me. That one felt good. Because, yeah.
Hard not to sway.
It's hard not to sit back and go, well, I do agree with that 100%.
Because the opposite reaction.
Yeah. Embrace everyone else's feelings. It's gotten us nowhere. I've told you that, Brady, for years. This whole love everybody thing, it's been a tragic disaster. Hate wins. And pointing out things you don't like out loud is the way to go. Love and embracing. It just causes divide. Look at this. All the people have tried to do lately. It's just like, ah, you got to let these people be equal. You got to let this group get married. You got to have this thing happen. And I'm like, ah, it just made people mad. Why do we have to give people rights? Yeah, no. Let them scream out at the top of their lungs how awful they are. They'll identify themselves, and this normal people will be okay. So, yes, I firmly agree. Your feelings. That's nice. That makes me feel good. Warm inside. It's like grandma's soup.
Barron came up with that slogan.
Barron's printing flags. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.